Hello, friends. Welcome to the Speakeasy Podcast. Today, Fran's here. What's up, Fran?
What's up?
Speak up.
What's going on?
Yo, what y'all smoking?
The same cigars we've been
smoking. The same fucking cigars.
We gotta buy variety packs moving forward. The same goddamn Alec Bradley.
J.D. Sacco Martinez smoking a pipe. And Mookie Betts injured in the game tonight. They're shutting it down. Season's over.
Oh, yeah. Season's over. Yeah, Sox are all done.
Oh, yeah.
They kept saying it on EEI today. Fucking Ordway was like, they are donezo.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks, though, man. They were debating on whether, and it's a good debate, which season's more disappointing, the Celtics or the Red Sox. And it's pretty damn close.
Red Sox is more disappointing. Like, they just won the championship.
Won the championship. Freaking, they still have one of the best power lineups in the league.
There's no excuse for how shitty they are. Yeah. The amount of talent on the team is...
I mean...
They have four Cy Young? No, three Cy Young winners in the rotation. Yeah. And they all suck.
I put a lot of the blame on Dombrowski. He was like, we can do it without a closer. He's being a stubborn bastard, doing anything at the fucking trade deadline.
As soon as they saw that the ownership didn't believe in the team and wasn't investing for the year, they just shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's that.
They're a bunch of little bitches, though.
It's all right, though. Thursday night, Patriots preseason, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I know.
It's already here. Wild. Didn't we just win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
We win so many around here. I get confused sometimes.
Friggin', yeah, but Brady's new contract's weird,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I really don't understand it.
So, some people are saying it's like a win-win. Some people are saying it's a loss for both sides.
They said it's a two-year extension, but then they're like, it voids as soon as the next season
ends. Yeah, it's a two-year extension with voided years.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
So, I don't know. So, he gets a raise this year, but basically he's going to do the same thing again next year.
Yeah.
I guess it works somehow with the way the salary cap works or something
it's
like that.
It's something to do with the salary cap. It saves that money against the cap.
It must.
I want Dez Bryant.
That'd be dope.
We
gotta get somebody.
Bring
him
in for a tryout if he's rehabbed from that hamstring? ACL? What was it? If you'd have told me 5 years ago, if I said the Pats have Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, and Julian Edelman, you'd be like, but now it's like, I mean, Jules is awesome. They again have no weapons.
No.
I mean, Thomas might not make the
team. You know what?
They
always figure it out. They get some random person that comes out of nowhere.
They'll go 2-2
like
in the first 4 weeks.
Hogan came out of nowhere a couple years ago and just was.
Well, they were talking about what's his face?
Dorsett.
No, Kiel Harry, that rookie. But
so people were saying that he wasn't looking good or something like that. I was like, he's new to the team. No one looks
good. He has to learn the playbook.
No one looks good in Bill's training camp. That's
brand
new.
Dude, multiple-time Pro Bowlers can't learn the playbook. Give a little time. Remember Ojo Cinco?
Yep.
It's because Ojo Cinco doesn't know how to play football.
Joey Galloway.
He just runs straight.
Who else? Didn't we bring in
Braylon Edwards? Or no?
We didn't bring in Braylon Edwards. No. I don't think so.
Joey Galloway.
Who was the dude? He was Peyton Manning's top wide receiver for a long time. We brought him in and he retired before the season started.
Reggie Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I remember that one. Again.
He was so quick.
Yeah, we always get these big receivers that we get so excited about and they just don't do
anything.
Usually
at the tail end of their careers.
I'd say we re-signed
Moss. Even Cooks, though, he didn't do much when we had him.
It's because where was he before he was in L.A.?
He was in St. Louis.
St. Louis. Wait a minute. He got traded back to the same team that he was on before.
Just in a
different city. Mind blown.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not St. Louis. He was with, I thought, Saints. The New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. He was in New Orleans.
He was in New Orleans.
Right.
Marquise Colston.
I saw a thing. It was like, quarterbacks in the NFL paid more than Brady and Breeze. It was like Roethlisberger, Rodgers.
They're
Cousins.
All terrible.
One of the new kids, Kyler Murray, gets paid more annually than those two guys.
Yeah,
the two best in the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How many championships Drew Brees won? Two.
I think it's two.
Two. They won a couple years ago.
One's with the Chargers, right?
I don't think Chargers have ever won.
No, because he was on the Chargers before, yeah.
He was. He was Rivers' backup.
Oh, okay.
No. He was the starter, and they got rid of him to bring Rivers in.
Oh, is that what it was?
And they bet you they regret. Well, actually, Philip Rivers is dirty.
Breathes better.
Well, yeah, but Philip Rivers is still really good.
How many kids he got now?
A lot. I think, what, 14? Something like that?
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. He's a Mormon, right?
That's nuts.
Someone was like, contraception. 14. He was like, I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. He straightened his
14 fucking kids running around. Oh, man.
And now,
you know, he drives.
Because they moved the team.
Because they moved the team. He drives from San Diego to L.A. on Sundays.
Hmm. No, every day for practice. They practice in L.A. too? Yeah. That's his commute.
How long is that drive? A couple hours?
It's like 2 hours. He said, which I can, mad respect to Phil Rivers, he was like, I don't want to disrupt my kids' lives. He was like, my kids love the school they're in. They love their friends. He was like, and I like driving.
And he's getting paid millions.
He was like, I have no problem spending a big chunk of my day.
Yeah, he seems like a stand-up guy.
He's a Texan. He probably has a driver. And he studies film while the guy drives him.
No, he said he drives.
He drives himself?
Yeah. He said he likes driving. He was like, I love it.
Well, it's like how if you're on Route 1 in Foxborough, you see players drive by randomly. You've seen people there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before? Remember?
Remember we met Chandler Jones?
We met Chandler Jones.
Hammered. That was great. We were fucking
great picture of you guys.
Excellent picture.
He took it, right?
No. One of the three girls he was with took it.
Three girls?
Yes.
That was a great picture. You guys were stacked on top of each other. I don't know how you did it. One head, two heads.
Well, it's because
one of the girls he was with was in the picture, and she had a nice body, but, man, for a football player, she had a broken face, I gotta say.
Dude, they were probably in the bar.
Mm.
He came in there, and they were like, oh, no, and he was like, yeah, I'll buy you a drink. Well, who knows? They could just be friends.
You know, it would be awesome.
Nah, they were hanging all over him.
Yeah, they're there for a reason.
That's one.
Trying to get the seed.
I regret losing Chandler Jones.
Yeah, he was
last
really
season,
good.
He had 17.
Did we bring him back? No, we brought back
Jimmy Collins.
Chandler Jones
had 17.5
We got Jimmy
sacks.
Collins back?
Yeah. You didn't know we got Jimmy Collins back?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
He's an...
Remember he jumped over the offensive line?
Oh, it was awesome.
Blocked that field
goal. Like the Assassin's Creed pose, jumping over the line there. And then they made it illegal to do that.
Which still
exiled him to Cleveland.
I don't know why they made that.
It's like, why is that illegal?
Nobody got hit doing that.
No, he just tried to jump over the line.
Yeah.
Like, it's a feat of athleticism.
Anytime the Patriots win on a crazy thing, they outlaw it.
That was when
they called offensive pass interference on Randy Moss in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We should re-sign Moss.
Dude, he's not in football shape. He's so thin now.
He was always thin.
Yeah, but he was ripped.
Let's sign T.O. He's still in the same exact shape he's been in for 30 years. Remember him, dude?
I'm Groot.
What the hell was
that? Is that your text thing?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I thought that was coming from the other side of the fence. I was like, oh my god, the Wampa Ice Monster's over there.
Ice Monster, the Wendigo.
The Wendigo.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I get inside so fucking fast.
Yeah.
I pop on my adamantium claws and take them on. I want to get that game. You remember that Wolverine game on PS2?
Yes,
oh,
it was
that
fantastic.
Game was god.
Awesome.
You
oh, man.
Gutted people.
What was that? X-Men.
It was just, wasn't it just X-Men Wolverine?
It was X-Men Wolverine,
was?
I think. Something. Yeah.
That
movie
was
that.
Awesome. You fought the Wendigo on that.
I rented that from Blockbuster back in the day and beat
Hell
it in like
yeah.
2 days.
That game was... They finally made it. He was brutal. The combinations, throwing people up in the air and stabbing over and over.
Oh, another great game that reminds me of that. Like, brutal kills. Predator. Concrete Jungle.
There's a new Predator game coming out.
When he'd pick a guy up and slam his body over a railing.
Oh, I love that.
Break him in half.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a new game called Predator.
No! And the soldier, no!
It's a new game, Predator Hunting Grounds, coming out. It's pretty cool.
Predator Hunting Grounds, huh?
Yeah. Might be one of them multiplayer-only deals, though.
No interest in that.
New Call of Duty looks good. Yeah. It's...
What's the...
It's Modern Warfare 4.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're just calling it Modern Warfare. But it's...
Is it it's, Activision?
It's What's-His-Face. Who's the main character?
Soap?
No, didn't Soap die?
McTavish.
Which one died? Wasn't it Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2?
Ramirez died.
They killed everyone. They killed Ghost. They killed everyone out in that field.
Yeah, the
general.
The general from Iron Man.
Yeah, Avengers, yeah.
And Avengers.
Not
Iron Man, from the Hulk. That's
the new one is, it's McTavish, the Scottish guy with the big mustache.
Surely you can't be serious. I am serious.
You know that's from...
I know, it's from that great actor
Monty
we love.
Python.
Is that it? No, it's not from Monty Python.
Yeah, it's from Monty Python.
Well, what's that actor's name? The guy who greets the aliens that pee out of their fingers. That's him who said it.
Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah, that line is a Leslie Nielsen line.
No, it's not. Leslie Nielsen is...
So, Sako's smoking a pipe today.
Yeah, I'm smoking some pipe tobacco.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I don't think it's really good stuff. It's just called good stuff. But hey, I mean, I like smoking the pipe.
Smoking a pipe?
Smoking a pancake. Yeah.
Pipes are always... Usually, they're always really smooth.
Would you want to do a podcast and do peyote?
What?
Would you want to do a podcast and do peyote?
What the hell is peyote?
Oh, my...
Mushrooms.
No, that's not... Peyote. Peyote's like that paste. It's a paste you eat.
No, peyote's a mushroom.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Look it up.
Look it up on your phone right now. My phone's recording. Fran, look that up.
Who's one of the girls when we need them for this?
No, man. They're all about it.
Yeah, I was hoping I'd see Amanda tonight. I haven't seen her.
No, she's working tonight. Got that night shift. People coming in on drugs and shit.
You know what song I heard on the radio the other day? And it was awful. MILF Money.
Oh, I'm sorry. Peyote isn't a mushroom, it's a cactus.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
It's like super hallucinogenic. A lot of Native American tribes, it's like a rite of passage.
It's also what they make mescaline from.
Yeah. It's like a religious thing. They'll take peyote and...
Sit in the desert.
And sit in... they sit in a sweat lodge.
Interesting.
They take peyote and they sit in a sweat lodge. And
we have to light a fire for that one.
Peyote is a Spanish word derived from... the Nahuatl or Aztec, meaning glisten or glistening. Other sources translate the Nahuatl, I don't know how you pronounce this, as divine messenger, because you see things that aren't there.
They called me the Nahuatl in prison.
Mm. Did they?
Yeah.
Because you would just appear and then disappear? Yes. I don't know. A lot of people say that doing that stuff, you'll see all sorts of
it, like,
cool
opens
stuff.
Your mind.
It opens your mind, yeah. Takes you to another plane of existence. You guys believe in that? Believe in the multiverse theory? That we're only living in one universe?
Oh, I think so.
And that there's like hundreds or thousands of other ones where we are.
I think about it all the time.
On different paths.
I don't know if I believe it or not.
We need to have Ryan and Joey in to talk about that.
Well, some people think that the dreams you have...
Our glimpses into the other
into
versions
the other,
of you.
Other universes.
That's interesting. Then the other universes are chaotic
and terrifying. Yeah.
You're just having sex with every girl that you want to have sex with and then falling and jerking awake. That's it. So you must just be...
Jerking awake?
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
The falling dreams are the worst.
I hate jerking out of a fall. Like you're going to fall. I hate that.
I've wondered if... if everybody's just living their best universe, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Or maybe when we die, we just transfer
to a different universe.
Don't even... And we...
What do you...
The only... Our dreams are memories of our past lives, past universes.
Possible.
What do you guys think about the idea that when... That thing when you jerk awake is...
It's called a hypnic jerk.
Is... What's happening is...
They called me the hypnic jerk in prison, too. Yeah, what are you doing?
Some sort of, like...
Monsters.
Or like demons or something are like,
what you mean, like doom? Oh no, that's hell.
Are like close, are like getting closer and closer to you, and one of your other selves wakes you up to get you away from them.
Really?
Yeah, I never heard that before.
I've heard similar stuff to that. Terrifying theory.
There's a thing on Netflix about it.
Yeah.
Horrifying. Talks about these people with
what's it called?
Sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
It's I don't know. I'm going to have to look.
I need something to watch tonight, so maybe I'll put that on.
Look it up. Try type in Netflix.
You look it up. I'm sick of looking at
my phone is the podcast.
I don't care enough to look.
All right, then give me your goddamn phone.
Oh! Toots.
Toots my goots.
Toots my goots.
Totes my goats.
Totes my goats. All right. Carry on, boys. I'm going to find this out.
Okay.
So anyway, speaking of Doom, you see the trailer for the new Doom? Did you play the last Doom?
Jimmy showed me. Yeah, I did play the last Doom. I never finished
what?
It.
But so good.
But great game. Mm-hmm. Awesome game.
Awesome game. Right now I'm playing Days Gone.
Is that the new zombie one?
It's excellent. It got meh reviews when it came out.
It's called The Nightmare. The movie's called The Nightmare. And it's horrifying.
The game is so good. It's like...
What is?
Days Gone.
Oh, it's one of the best games I've played.
It's like Grand Theft Auto.
He showed me a live action trailer.
I showed him the trailer. The first, the one we saw where he's like getting chased by
It's kind of like if you took The Walking Dead and Grand Theft Auto and slapped them together.
Yeah.
That's what it would be like. I mean...
It's cool. Awesome.
There's not a lot of vehicles. You just drive a motorcycle the whole time. But,
Yeah, it's cool.
But, like, it actually runs out of gas and gets damaged. Like, you have to fix it and you have to find fuel. Cool.
Actually
put that out so the smoke's not going in my face. Yeah, it's awesome. Soccer, after I bring friend back, do you want me to come back and we can watch The Nightmare?
No, I don't want to do that. I need to sleep tonight.
I mean, no, you'll sleep. It's just, it's super, it's not a movie. It's, I guess, kind of a documentary. It's like, it's people talking about, like, them having sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
We should watch it.
Another time.
Well, I remember in the X-Files, they used to say the story about all the abductees were that they were paralyzed. They were conscious.
Mm-hmm.
The aliens would put chips in their brains. And that's... I gotta rewatch the X-Files. I want to buy the entire collection. It's like all the seasons when it was originally on, the two seasons that were on in the past like few
He's
years.
He's never watched the X-Files.
I've watched some of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you had.
I've never like
movies,
sat down and watched seasons.
Yeah,
seen episodes.
It's great. It used to be on
Netflix. Still gonna watch
Sopranos. And now
yeah,
it's not.
I haven't seen that either.
You fuck it up.
You're gimme too, man.
I'll let you borrow the set.
Alright, man. I was a fucking kid when it was out.
Or Jimmy,
so was I.
Jimmy will give you his HBO login.
I don't have that. We haven't had HBO in the house since he moved out because I couldn't get into it, so.
You gotta call AT&T.
Freaking AT&T.
Dude.
AT&T is a good phone company, man.
The Sopranos movie next summer, next
fall. Dude, he hasn't watched the show. He doesn't care. It doesn't mean anything to him.
Well, it's a prequel.
Still sounds interesting.
It's gonna be, it's a new story. It's an origin thing. It's not.
So, are we all afraid that Scorsese's movie with De Niro... And what is it, De Niro and Pesci again? And like the old crew?
De Niro, Pesci, Pacino, Harvey Keitel.
Yeah. Are we afraid that it's going to be really bad?
No, it's going to be awesome.
You think
so? Scorsese doesn't make bad movies.
But De Niro hasn't been in a good movie in a long time.
Scorsese doesn't make bad movies.
That's true.
He's the greatest. He's arguably.
De Niro was in, wasn't De Niro in one of the Creed movies?
No, he's done a couple boxing
movies. He was in Raging Bull.
He was in Hands of Stone about Roberto Duran. That was good.
Wasn't his name Duran Duran?
That's like a gay band from the 70s or something.
Dude, every time I text him your name, it autocorrects to Dean.
Oh, I was dying earlier.
And I don't know why. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like, Dean. You want to do a podcast with Ohan and Dean? He was like, "Oh, I mean Fran." I'm like, "Sure, you did."
Klaus and Dean Klaus.
But yeah, so everyone knows we are gonna be having up and coming 9-1. Ohan 9-1.
He's 9-1.
I believe Ohan, Mike, Badman Ohan,
mm-hmm.
will be on the podcast.
Local boy, done good. Now
yep.
Professional boxer.
Professional fighter.
Yeah.
We'll be on, we're thinking next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but next Sunday.
Yeah. Good. That sounds good.
Yeah. That'll be great.
That'll be great.
I've never met him before, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be sweet. I'll have to ask him for some pointers now that I've join the boxing gym.
You should.
Oh, yeah. But that'll be fun. That'll be a good podcast.
That'll be a good one.
Dude, these cigars burn so fast.
I know, and they get really harsh when they get low. That's why I put mine out. Get low.
They do get harsh when they get low sometimes. Maybe there's a frog in some of them.
Maybe. Possibly. We'll have to do a... we'll have to get some huge cigars that, like you know, ones that take an hour.
Yeah, the Cohiba flatheads.
Yeah, and do a three-hour podcast.
That'd be great.
I'm completely down to do longer podcasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think we just
ended up doing them on work nights all the time. But we still go for, like,
at least an hour and a half. Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Day's gone, though. Oh, my God. Sorry. We're going to put it into a video game section right now. Let's do it. So, Days Gone is what I'm playing right now. And, man, it's awesome.
It looks epic,
man. You're just surviving in the post-apocalypse wasteland in Oregon. So there's a lot
It's in Oregon?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Woods and mountains. And
small town America.
You just drive your motorcycle around and you're... There are different camps of survivors, and you're...
Is there a campaign or a story to it?
Yes, there is a main story, and there's, like, 1,000 side quests for other shit.
Okay, and is there one ultimate, ending to it?
I don't know how close I am to the ending, but I was playing earlier, and then Jimmy came over. He's like, turn off, I don't want to know what happens. So,
Sweet.
Yeah, it's cool.
Shut it down. Shut it all down.
Looks great. And the zombies in that are runners, right?
They're runners. I'd say they're most like the zombies from Iron Legend.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah.
They hibernate during the day.
Yeah.
They don't like to come out in the sun.
Really?
Yeah. They will.
Hit them in the face with your flashlight, they like recoil. Yeah.
Huh.
It's awesome. That's I just got a street sweeper shotgun. Thing is sweet.
Describe that.
So a street sweeper. Street sweeper is
a nickname.
It's a nickname. It's like a generic term for like an auto shotgun.
Oh.
So it's like doot 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 doot. This
you
one
could literally sweep the street with it.
This one, I think the one I have is like 2 or 3 shots, and then he has to cock it to load.
Okay, so it's like a burst almost.
Right. So it's like boom 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 boom, and it's you just.
That's great.
You floor people with it. But fighting the zombies is hard because there's hordes and there's like 50 or 100 of them.
Right, so, you're not killing them all.
No, the best way to do it is run away at that point. But like when you're fighting people, there's like camps of like 10 to 15 people together. Mm-hmm. Just roll in there and freaking take them all out, steal their shit.
And like the freakers, as they're called, the zombies... are called freakers, and they they'll pull you off your bike.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah, it's not just like
if you get cornered, you're done. Yeah. There's no way out. You can't.
And like, so what's cool is you like salvage a lot of stuff. So if you if you rip open a car's hood to see if you can get stuff out of the hood, like he'll like you can use what does he use to as a silencer? He can pull stuff out of the hood. It's
like
an
oil can.
It's not an oil can. It's the
oil
filter.
Oil filter.
He can like rip an oil filter out and use it as a silencer on his pistol or a suppressor on his pistol. And but like so, if you rip open the hood of a car or pry it open, he uses his knife to like pop it. And like if some of the car's alarms are still active, so like the alarm will start going off, and you know the zombies will come running like tons of them. Sometimes you'll run into just a few of them.
Yeah.
But there are other times where you run into a horde. Yeah. And there's, like, hundreds of them.
I took out a group. There was, like, I don't know, 40 of them. They were, like, gathered around a stream because they drink water.
Yeah.
And they eat people. Okay. So they, like, they're still alive. They're just, like...
Yeah, what's the disease?
They haven't gone into really... You don't know. You're just a dude.
Huh.
The military is still active.
Yeah, they're like going around experimenting on them and trying to figure out what the zombies are doing and how to stop them.
And they're hostile to you though.
Oh yeah,
the military won't help you. They'll kill you if you come out of them.
Really?
So
they don't help anybody very much.
No.
Nope.
Damn.
They don't even do that well against the zombies. Like obviously, if there's enough of them, they do. But like, there's like a squad of soldiers. You got like 6 or 7 guys. It's like they're in trouble if a horde comes, even though they have automatic weapons. It's like there's so many zombies. Damn. It's like
It's awesome. It's awesome.
It sounds dope.
Excellent game.
But, yeah, and then Doom, the new one, looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. Sako, we had so much fun.
Doom. I loved Doom. Yeah, I haven't played a lot of new video games recently just because I still just have the 360 inside.
Mm-hmm. You need to get a PS4.
Maybe eventually. I don't know. I was thinking about actually getting a Nintendo Switch for Madison. They're pretty sweet. My sister's boyfriend has one, and it has like all these. You can put all these old games on it and stuff like that. Or he just had a game that had a bunch of old ones on it, like old Marios and Donkey Kongs and Galaga and all that shit. Yeah. And but he had like the new versions of them and stuff like that too. So he had like the newest Mario Kart and Super Smash and stuff like that. It was great, but it's cool. You can play as like a handheld thing, or hook it up to the TV. And there's like controllers for them, or the things that come with them are like these two little controllers, and you can put them together and make one big one, or you can split them in half and make two little ones and play like a few different games with those too.
Solid.
Yeah.
Speaking of remasters, Medieval comes out in a couple months. It's my favorite game when I was little. Do you ever play it?
No. What's it called?
Medieval.
No.
Sir Daniel Fortescue, the skeleton knight, missing a jaw, so he talks like this.
Shit.
But, yeah.
He was dishonored in, like, what was it? Dishonored and cursed to live forever. So, I mean, he got brought back to life by Zorak, but, like,
so
he was dishonored because he got killed in the beginning of the charge before the battle even started because an arrow went through his helmet and hit him in the mouth.
In the eye.
That's why he's missing an eye, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And he died. And then...
Oh, that, he didn't get into the Hall of Heroes.
Right, because and they propped him up.
It's basically Valhalla.
The town that he was from, they, like, propped him up as their savior, even though he died in the first charge. And then the bad guy that they were fighting comes back, and he resurrects, he raises the dead.
Because he has an army of the undead, but he doesn't realize that...
He raises
Fortescue, too.
Yeah.
And then Fortescue alone has to
fight through the army of the undead to take out the sorcerer.
To kill the sorcerer, and by doing so, he will redeem himself and get into the Hall of Heroes.
Then there's Medieval 2.
Which is, like I said, it's effectively Valhalla.
There's Medieval 2 where he gets resurrected like 100 years later, and his body...
The Louvre in Britain, isn't he in Britain?
No, the Louvre is in France.
Not the Louvre. He's in Britain, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in
the
British National Museum or something, whatever.
And yeah, he just wakes up in the museum. He's like, what the hell? And some other dude has the spells that resurrected him the first time. He brings him back again.
Huh.
Yeah.
So much fun. Yeah. Medieval's great. That was such a good game.
I'm very excited for the new one. Well, the remaster. And I heard that the remaster might have one and two in it. It's pretty sweet.
And two, he gets a Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Damn.
And a blunderbuss.
Yes. Blunderbuss, man. Yeah. I'd love to shoot one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you'd break your arm, but...
What else has come out? Halo.
New Halo, bro. That trailer.
I hope it's good this time.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I didn't like the last one.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Eventually, a new God of War.
Yeah.
Tell him how much he would love God of War.
I mean, that God of War is reason alone to buy a PlayStation 4.
it's one of the best. You could argue it's the best video game ever made.
It's awesome.
Especially you like Norse mythology and Viking stuff. And like,
funny thing is Kratos is a Greek god.
He's a Greek god of war.
Right,
not
yeah.
a Norse god.
He showed me the whole storyline of it. It looks really interesting. It's cool.
You should never have come to Midgard.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's another good one. But yeah, there's the new Call of Duty, which looks good.
I'd be interested in that. I always loved the Call of Duties.
Yeah.
I kind of fell off, I guess, after like...
After World at War.
I've been tempted.
I did. No, after World at War.
Oh, like, I played all of them up to do like... Modern Warfare 3, maybe, or something.
Yeah, more, eh. But I'm tempted to buy... Right now, you can get the Zombie Chronicles, which is Black Ops 3, with all of the zombie maps remastered from World at War to Black Ops 3. So zombies.
He has a ton of zombie maps, dude. You have a shit ton.
I have a ton of them on. On both of them, I guess.
What do you play? Black Ops?
I play Black Ops and Black Ops 2 on there. Okay, we'll do any of the zombies on
so
there.
So Black Ops 3 is like, I think it's like 8 remastered maps. Okay. So it's, I forget what
Darius.
I liked, the Black Ops 3 was the one that had the, what was it? They had a few maps on there, but they had the one where you had to get all the Uber or whatever is or something like that.
You had to put together something.
And they had to, you had to shoot the blimp and stuff like that.
Yeah. All sorts of crazy
stuff. I actually liked that one a lot. It was fun.
There was a lot
of Easter eggs in it that weren't too hard to do.
We used to be obsessed. Remember? We used to play so much.
Oh, dude. We should probably play right now. I love zombies.
I mean, we can do a short podcast and go do a round of zombies before, because I got to get Fran back by 11, so we could go do it.
Well, we can leave at 11.
Okay. You want to get around to zombies?
What time is it now?
It's 10:20. Why don't we run this to 45 minutes?
Yeah.
What else is coming? The dude who created... I don't know if he was involved in Metal Gear Solid or The Evil Within or one of those horror games. I don't know. It's a new game coming out called Death Stranding. Do you know what Death Stranding is?
No.
It's a term for when whales beach themselves and die, and nobody knows why. Because they do it on purpose. They swim into the shallows, throw themselves on the beach, and die. Huh. And nobody knows why.
It's probably because we're poisoning the ocean.
The same
so
thing
much.
With like when fish, just 100,000 fish will just wash up on the beach. And the game, I have no idea what it's about, but it's called Death Stranding. Norman Reedus is in it. Mads Mikkelsen is in it.
Is that like Keanu's in?
No, that's Cyberpunk. Ooh, that looks good, too. Cyberpunk. Did you see the trailer for that?
No.
I'll have to show you that. Show you that before we play zombies.
Yeah.
Did you see the Irishman trailer? Going back to the Scorsese argument.
I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it either? Oh, actually, you know what? I probably saw it in, like, a movie trailer when I went to the movies or something like that.
We're watching that. I can't believe you haven't seen it. I sent it to you, you bum.
I know. I don't really watch what you sent me. No, I'm just kidding.
Asshole.
I'm just kidding.
That's cool, though. Yeah, but it's something to do with ghosts and interdimensional stuff.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
But that's one that I'll wait and see if we get how the reviews are before I waste any money on that.
You love that game, Dark Souls or whatever. I don't know. What was the one where you were in like a Renaissance or maybe slight Victorian England?
Bloodborne. It was fun, but it was wicked hard and I eventually gave up on it.
Pussy. Huh. We grew up in the era where video games were hard. You shouldn't have quit, man.
This game was... wasn't fun after a while.
Man, we'd have some hard video games. Remember those levels with that just that one stupid part that wasn't you probably weren't even fighting anybody on whatever video game it was, and then you're just like you're stuck on that one part for days, and you're like
Knights of the Old Republic with the puzzles on Korriban in the Sith.
That's
tombs.
The other game that's coming out that'll either be really good or horrible. Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the trailer yet?
No.
We gotta show him all the stuff when we go inside. Yeah, it's about you're a Jedi after the Purge.
Mm-hmm.
You were a Padawan when Order 66 went out.
That's an awesome premise.
Yeah, somehow you just kind of stayed hidden and didn't use your Force powers, and then you get sucked into the rebellion, and they're like,
when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Pull me back in. Yeah. I mean, it looks cool. I don't know.
It's a cool premise.
But it's EA and Battlefront was horrible, so I don't have anything for them.
Doesn't it suck that EA doesn't make good games anymore? Like, remember how awesome EA was? Yeah.
They make
like,
awesome games. All the MVP baseball games.
Dude, I miss
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Speaking of MVP baseball.
The original Battlefronts.
Manny Ramirez was in town the last few days.
Okay, this was hilarious. So he came on the radio today. He didn't say anything too funny, but it was just great to hear Manny. But he came on with, who are the midday guys for EI?
Dalen Keefe.
And he walked up to their booth, and they're doing the golf tournament.
The charity golf tournament, yeah.
For the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And he walks up, and they're like, holy shit, Manny, you shaved your head.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
They didn't recognize him at all. He was like, ah, man, it's too hot in Miami. I was like, that makes sense. But he said he went to Poppy's house and saw him.
Oh, good.
He's he said that he was like, yeah, David's fine. He was like, he just has to be careful with his health and stuff. So he's lost like 40 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? It's probably mostly muscle. That's always what happens when you're bedridden, like hospital bedridden.
Well, they also remove part of his stomach. So
there's no more mango salsa.
Involuntary weight loss surgery.
Yeah.
They had to remove parts of his stomach. So now there'll never be a comeback. It was always in the back of my mind, like how Randy Moss, oh, he could still play. Like, oh.
You know, Tease could still get up there and swing a bat.
No way,
yeah.
Dude. He had major, he had multiple surgeries. He was fucked up.
Yeah. I could see him being like a hitting coach or something like that in the future, yeah, or something like that. But yeah, they were talking to Manny and they were like, man, you ever golf before? He was like, so I got like a 20-minute lesson like 2 minutes ago. So they're like, okay, we have to watch you. We have to watch you swing a golf club real quick.
His golf swing is anywhere near as pure as his baseball.
They were saying that. They were like,
greatest swing. Yeah. Listen, Ted Williams was long retired by the time we were born. I know they say he's the greatest hitter of all time, but I never saw anybody swing a bat like
that. Oh, it was beautiful, right?
The only person who I can think of who was close to Manny in terms of, like, just pure, like it looked effortless, his power swing, was Albert Pujols.
Pujols and you know, Pujols still has it.
Yeah.
When he cranks a home run, it's like, oh, that's old school, that's baseball.
Pujols just looks like a tank, man. He's jacked up. He's those huge arms.
Yeah, Pujols and Manny, dude, they were the fucking tanks, dude.
Oh, man.
I mean, people now would argue that Mike Trout has a swing like that. I mean, he hits moonshots, but he's just boring. And the Angels aren't good.
And baseball's boring.
And baseball's boring.
Yeah. Yeah, all these big names in baseball are boring, man. Mookie's wicked boring.
Christian Yelich, like...
I guess,
what's his name? Because he's on the Brewers.
Harper has a personality.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he goes on Barstool all the time.
He goes on Barstool all the time,
Where is he
now?
The Phillies.
And they're not good, right?
Yeah.
He's having a down year. It's...
No, they're not good. Yeah, I don't know anybody else is fucking... But, yeah, fucking, those great power swings from back in the day, man.
Dude,
you remember freaking Adrian Beltre when he'd get on one knee?
I love that shit.
Oh, man, it would fly over the monster.
There was a bunch of guys, dudes, who would be mad. I mean, obviously, like, Maguire, Sosa.
Gary Bonds,
Sheffield.
Sosa was a beast, too.
Now he's, like, gross, like, and he's white.
What?
No, that's Sosa, not Sheffield.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about Sosa. Weren't you just saying Sosa?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Sammy Sosa is white.
Yeah, he did that skin dyeing thing like Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's weird.
He's also terrifying.
He didn't have any plastic surgery to like change his face. But.
That's fucking weird.
I'm gonna pull up a picture of Sammy Sosa so Socko can freak out.
Yeah, please.
They're one of his childhood heroes. One of all of our childhood. Dude, we love Sosa back in the day.
I had a Sosa T-shirt back in the day.
He's a terrifying monster now.
Vladimir Guerrero.
His son's
I love that Vlad Jr. mashes home runs.
How's he doing? He's having an okay rookie season.
He's hitting a lot of home runs. I don't think his average is very good.
That's Sammy Sosa.
That's weird, man.
Socko's looking at the pictures of Sammy Sosa right now.
Ew.
We'll post a picture on the Facebook group.
Ew.
On the Facebook page. there's the best one.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened there. I don't know what's wrong with his mind.
See, we have way too much luxury. People just think about these dumb things to do to themselves all of a sudden.
He's got a screw loose or something.
Clearly.
Yeah, it's too
seriously
bad.
Agua por Dios.
But Vlad was a beast too. He had the best arm in baseball.
Didn't watch the Home Run Derby this year?
I didn't see the Home Run Derby.
I was working, and it was on TV, and I'm glad it was on because it was awesome.
Was it good?
Guerrero and...
They still have those new rules to it, right? It's different.
It's completely different than when we were little.
Because Guerrero, he set the record for most in a round. He beat Josh Hamilton's record for six, 7 years
ago. Holy shit. I watched that one. That one was amazing.
That was incredible.
But you know what? Hamilton didn't win that Home Run Derby.
No, he didn't. He lost.
And just in this one, Vlad didn't win it. He lost. Some rookie from...
They wear themselves out when they
the
do
Mets
that.
From the Mets one. Yeah, because it's stupid because it's not total home runs. It's by round.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vlad hit like, what,
33, I think, in a round?
Yeah.
In 6 minutes? Yeah.
Damn.
He's got his dad's pop, that's for sure.
The thing. Like we just said, they wear themselves out. You could see the next round... He didn't have. He was gassed.
He was slowing down. He was
gassed, dude. Yeah. Everything he was hitting was line drives. Like, he couldn't get the power into
right.
it.
Right.
Again.
But he's fun. Oh. I'm glad. And isn't there Kali Strumsky's grandson's playing for the Braves or the Twins
yes,
or something?
Yes, yeah. Really? I think he's in the minors right now, right?
No, I thought they brought him
they
up.
They brought him up.
And they brought up Bo Bichette.
Bo Bichette, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say. And there was one other one. Forget. It's just funny to see these names.
Yeah, it's awesome,
it's
right?
It's like McConaughey said in True Detective, time is a flat circle. It just all comes back around. Now we got a Bichette and a Guerrero and a Yastrzemski. Now Ted Williams' great grandson going to come out and start hitting.
That'd be great. No, Manny was talking about his kid today. He said he's really getting like a passion for baseball now. Yeah. I think he's like 15, 16 or something like that. He's doing good.
Yeah, give it a few years and see if he makes the team.
Yeah. Right. I want him to talk about it when they got him off the air. They're like, they're saying you have to go golf now, so we got to get out of here.
Yeah, was he with? Was he with Pedro? I saw Pedro was there too.
No, he. I don't know who his group was. I don't know who he was with. He came on right after Wakefield was on there too.
Nice.
Because Wakefield's the president of that whole organization that puts on the celebrities.
I bet Pedro Martinez, if he went on a diet and lost 20 pounds, he could come back and pitch at major league level.
Yeah.
His last season, he was elite.
In Philly,
he was awesome. Elite.
Yeah, he was
9-2 with a 2.38 ERA.
In the what's it called? The NLCS. He brought them to like Game 7 in that or something.
You guys remember El Duque? Orlando Hernandez,
the crazy windup.
He threw that Ephus pitch.
Oh. Binner, no. Come here.
Yeah, I miss. I don't know what it is. The players now just aren't interesting like they used to be.
Remember, you know what I think a lot Jermaine of it Dye. Is? Yeah. I think a lot of it is just because people are so instant gratification. Again, it brings up so much on the podcast, but it's like baseball doesn't match up with that. It doesn't match up with our society.
Well, baseball has...
Because it's not fast-paced.
It's slowed down.
You have to be patient to like baseball.
Yeah. It's also way slower than when we were kids.
Yeah.
It's considerably slower, dude. Baseball games are 2 hours when we were kids.
Everybody's...
Now they're four.
All these players now are fucking, like
The pitchers are so
entitled
slow.
And everything.
Jimmy says he thinks the biggest part of it is the friggin' commercial breaks are so long.
Yeah.
Damn.
That is part of it, too.
I don't know.
But friggin', they said... I think they were saying Barnes the other night had a... He had, like, a 30-minute inning or something like that.
It was insane.
Like, Jesus.
Insane. Well, we were talking about that... Remember a couple weeks ago, the delay, the umpires couldn't figure out because Tampa Bay substituted a pitcher at first base, and then they brought him into pitch, and they were arguing about, oh, was he going to bat in the lineup because it was an American League game, not an interleague game. And the umpires, it took them a half hour they had to, like, call the league office and figure it out. It was so stupid. And then the Red Sox lost, which they always do. Season's over, which sucks. But.
Dude, it's – oh, man. See, they had that long run against they were playing the Rays and the Yankees back to back.
It looked like they were catching fire, and then the trade deadline came.
Because they blew the Yankees out.
Yeah,
and then
the trade deadline came. They didn't do anything, and the team quit.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, okay, you're not going to get us a closer. You don't believe in us. Whatever. And now they've lost 8 in a row. They're losing right now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 9 in a row.
Freaking awful.
They're 16 games out in the East, and they're 6 games back in the West. It's over. The season's over.
Sucks because they...
Because there's 2 months of baseball left?
And they're not going to keep this team together, you know what I mean?
Oh, this team's done. This team's going to explode at the end of the season.
And all they needed was a little bit more pitching, dude. That's like...
I don't know.
We're going to go into the season with no closer and no bullpen adjustments, and we're going to be fine, guys. It'll be okay.
I miss Nomar.
Yeah, where is Nomar? I haven't seen him on ESPN lately.
He's on MLB Network.
Oh, yeah, he's on MLB Network all the time.
Nomar.
Remember Hideo Nomo?
Yep. Yes. Threw a no-hitter against the Orioles.
Yeah.
Hideki Okajima.
Yep.
Yes.
Okie Okajima.
What's his face retired? Our closer in 2013?
Koji Uehara.
Koji
Uehara.
He was filthy that year.
Oh, man. He was dominant. Yep. He got the MVP for the ALCS. Mm-hmm. Poppy was picking him up and running around with him on his shoulders.
Well,
and
he weighed like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
He was great.
You know, he was like 38 when that happened?
Yeah.
He was old.
He was unhittable that year.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys want a horrible memory? You remember Daisuke Matsuzaka? Ugh,
the gyro ball.
That might have been the end of the Red Sox. That might have been the turning point where we just weren't friggin' fun.
They've won two World Series.
He had to make us get stressed out. He'd load up the bases every inning and then get out of it.
Fuck you. Guy sucked. Just like Rusty Castillo, they paid all that money for this Cuban phenom.
They can't bring him up now.
He's just unstoppable on the Paw Sox, but he can't do anything in MLB. But
someone's going to pick him up, and then he'll probably do nasty somewhere in the National League or something like that.
But there's no pitching.
Zombies?
I got to show you all those trailers. So let's go do the
trailers and zombies.
All right. Well, this is an abbreviated podcast, but if you want to hear us just ramble about sports, video games, and fisting, let's do this. Feline AIDS.
Yeah, fuck Carl.